Pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong took another violent turn last night after demonstrators took to the streets without a police permit. Protesters tore down and set fire to a huge banner that had been set up to mark 70 years since the birth of modern China. They also threw petrol bombs and bricks at Hong Kong's central government offices. Police fired back with tear gas and a water cannon. Eliza Barillo is in Hong Kong and filed this report.
The sounds of anarchy have returned to the streets of Hong Kong. Late yesterday, protesters hurled petrol bombs and bricks at police outside Hong Kong's government offices in full view of the Chinese People's Liberation Army's Hong Kong headquarters. A line of police fired back, setting off tear gas and eventually using a water cannon to drench the demonstrators and spray them with blue dye. Medics were busy, as well as treating protesters affected by tear gas. They also reportedly helped a middle-aged man who was beaten unconscious after shouting a slogan supporting Hong Kong's police. The demonstration had started peacefully, with tens of thousands of Hong Kongers walking through Causeway Bay, one of the city's busiest shopping districts. It was attended by young and old. Parents brought strollers, the elderly, their walking sticks.
Tell me, why have you come down here today?
Because I want to express what we want. Five demand, no one less.
Were you scared given there's no permit today?
Yeah. Even no permit, we are Hong Kong people, no scare.
It's been 3 months now, you're not getting tired of protesting?
It's because we want to have a good future and we want to have our next generation to be good and have a better life, so we will never feel tired.
Are you afraid of China and the Communist Party?
We were afraid, but we need to stand here.
In a fortnight, Beijing will celebrate 70 years since Chairman Mao founded modern China. Amid yesterday's mayhem, protesters tore down and burnt a huge banner set up in preparation for the occasion. It's a move likely to enrage Beijing and designed to ensure the world keeps watching. This is Eliza Barillo in Hong Kong, reporting for AM.